Time for the KBOO Afternoon News Update for Monday, June 1st, 2020. This past weekend saw mass protests in cities around the world calling for an end to police violence and racism against black people in the U.S. The protests followed the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota, by an officer who kneeled on his neck for 8 minutes while he pleaded for his life and repeatedly said, "I can't breathe." This marked the first mass protests in the U.S. since the COVID-19 pandemic hit, though there had been a few small gatherings of right-wing protesters complaining about the safety measures taken to protect people from the virus. No gatherings of this scale or magnitude had taken place anywhere in the world since February. While most protesters wore masks, it is hard to know yet if the social distancing by protesters was sufficient to prevent a spread of the coronavirus among the protesters. What has been documented is that states that have reopened restaurants, gyms, hair salons, and other close contact businesses are experiencing increases in the spread of the coronavirus. Worldwide, there have been 6.3 million confirmed cases of the virus, nearly a third of them in the United States. The global death toll has reached 375,000, with nearly a third of the deaths, 104,000, in the United States. Other nations have largely slowed or even halted the spread of the virus, while in the U.S., the chaotic, uncoordinated, and contradictory response has led to the numbers continuing to rise. Meanwhile, the response to the murder of George Floyd has exposed the deep wound of racism and racist policing that continues to plague this country. Protests around the country were marked by anguished speeches by black youth and elders detailing the racism they have experienced. Here is an excerpt from the rally in Portland on Friday evening in Peninsula Park, beginning with a 16-year-old teenager.
"For me, for my generation, I'm talking to everybody else, we need to stop this. You know, if you have a parent or somebody else that's racist, you know, you just got to talk to them. You know, racism shouldn't have lasted. And it's still going through here every day.
I should not have to lay down with my son at 16 years old at night. And I constantly have to pray for him and pray over him and pray with him and pray for him to move forward and to move on. So some of you out here, I notice a lot, we're from the South. We're from the segregated South. I've experienced more racism in the Northwest than I have from Paris, Texas. That's a problem.
I am 18 years old, and yet I've had to school people who are 45 and who are 50 years old who don't understand what I had to go through in my childhood. My roommate is 45 years old, and he told me I should feel safe to have the Homeland Security or whatever the f*** patrols my neighborhood following me while I run at 9:30 p.m. I should not have to be followed by my neighborhood police officers when I am running."
While most corporate media coverage has focused on riots and property damage, the anguish and pain of Black America, as well as the widespread police violence against nonviolent demonstrators, has been largely ignored. Heavily armed police, armored vehicles, and National Guard soldiers are patrolling the streets and cracking down on protesters, bystanders, and members of the media across the country. In response, Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz on Sunday said he plans to introduce an amendment to end the federal program that permits the transfer of excess military equipment to police departments across the nation. Donald Trump was moved to an underground bunker Saturday when protesters breached a barricade in front of the White House. He called for a MAGA night on Saturday night, but his supporters did not show up. Instead, protesters calling for racial justice gathered at the White House, where they were attacked by D.C. police. Trump then tweeted that governors should use the military and throw protesters in jail for 10 years. Both of these actions would violate the U.S. Constitution and have been called outright fascism by Trump's critics, who say the president's statements this weekend indicate that he is, quote, unhinged. In Portland late last night, Gresham police shot and killed a man at Southeast 122nd and Kelly. The incident appeared to be unrelated to the protests. The victim was a white male, but no further information is known at this time. People from a nearby retirement home said they heard no shouting, just shots fired, and at least one eyewitness claimed the man was running from police when he was shot. We will update this story as we find more information. That's it for the KBOO Afternoon News. Tune in today and every weekday at 5 p.m. for more local, national, and international news produced by volunteer reporters reporting from their homes during this COVID-19 crisis. Stay home, stay safe, and if you don't have a home, call 211 for information on where to get help in the Portland area. For KBOO News, I'm Jenka Soderberg.